B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 11 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the fabulous Xfinity Studios. Soon to be a palace, right? Right here.
Eventually.
We're a Beasley Media Group station. Hey, all right, the key word this hour is winner.
97.5 The Fanatics Trust the Contest. 5K a day, free money giveaway.
Presented by the New Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use promo code GREEN.
All right, that key word again is winner, 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 winner. Enter the keyword winner on the Fanatic app at 975thefanatic.com or by texting winner to 45911 by 11:15 a.m. We'll call you if you're randomly selected. You'll win a grand. Everyone that enters our on our app or website will be qualified for a $10,000 grand prize. Rates for this nationwide contest are available at 975thefanatic.com. Enter the keyword winner on the Fanatic app at 975thefanatic.com. Or by texting winner to 45911 by 11:15 a.m. Our Fanatic Trust the Contest 5K a day cash giveaway presented by the new Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use promo code GREEN. All right, let's get back to the phone lines and... I'm curious where you guys stand on all this stuff, and including the Elton brand. Like, I love Elton. I'm shocked by the results of the poll. Let's go to Jim in Havertown. Jimmy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Andy G, I'm as shocked as you, brother. I don't understand what these people are thinking of with this guy. The only thing I've ever been disappointed in Elton, and it was no fault of his own, is we didn't get him to too late in his career, and he didn't have what he used to have.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a shame. I hope that's not true with Al, but I think what's the name, our guy. You just said something, Ed, too, that I disagree with a little bit.
Yeah.
You said Jimmy didn't like, what's the name, Brett. I bet you he did like him, Ed, but he didn't respect him. That's a big problem. He didn't respect the way he ran that team, so that's a problem.
I'll tell you this. Now, I kind of know what's going on down there.
Yeah, sure, of course.
I think Jimmy was a problem for Brett. I think those two would butt heads. And again, that's just my read on stuff, right? I think Jimmy butts heads with Brett. I think that's one of the factors why he's not here.
Yeah, and I think you agree with what the opinion is out there of him. And he needs to be the star. So he's going to butt heads with any head coach who doesn't think he's the number one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we knew some people like that, didn't we, Andy? Yeah. the good old days, brother. I don't know how I miss it. I used to call in the morning all the time, and I'd be able to call in the afternoon too. But I'm done with your paisano over there. I'm done with him. So
who?
What's his name, Mike? I'm done with Mike.
You can't be done with Mike.
Maybe not completely, because I know you enjoy our phone calls.
I love your calls to Mike.
Yeah,
come on.
Some of our other friends enjoy them calls too.
The best. Come on, you gotta do it. Mike, listen. Mike loves you. He does. As much as you guys are like oil and water, he loves you. You can't be done with Mike.
The only thing he does wrong though, and this is the one of the reasons he cuts me off though, and then he owns the narrative, you know. Of course.
Well, I mean that's a talk show. Yeah. Right. That's weird. That's talk show host 101.
No doubt, brother. Right. So he buries me after I talk to him.
Yeah, it's all done in love, though.
Yeah, it's no big deal. I know. I'm sure I'll call him again soon. But I like, you know what it is? I can't call you and then expect to get back home with him a few hours later. Back when you were in the morning, they would let me get away with calling you.
Well, you just swap the day.
Yeah, that was, I was out of work for a couple of years, as I'm sure you must have noticed. And I'm sure our old buddy, what's his name? Well, I used to call him, and Skid Marks picked up on that. He was hitting me with, what do you live off the, what's his name? Everybody else, Jim, well, who are you?
Don't worry about that stuff. Yeah. Don't worry about that.
Funny, dude. Back in the day, it was funny with that guy. But anyway, dude, yeah. Brad, I have no problem, but this is where we disagree, too, and we don't disagree on much, but I like the eggs. I didn't believe in the process, and so I think, and I know Brett was part of it, because somebody came from the airport to the court that night. Remember, they were just running through guards for a while.
Yes.
And he brought somebody from the airport that day to the last 5 minutes of a close game. He had this kid out there, whoever it was. And I'm saying, oh, man, Brett is definitely part of this. He is not trying to win this game by putting this kid out there in crunch time who doesn't even know the plays. I mean, he knows how to play best.
Well, I mean, we're going back to the process. Yeah, I did because I wanted pieces.
I understand the end result, brother. I understand. Yeah. I just didn't like the way I go about it.
Yeah. I hear you. I hear you, brother. Yeah. All right, listen, you take care of yourself.
You too, brother.
All right, brother. Always a pleasure. Thanks, buddy. Let's go to Nicky. Oh, Nicky, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nicky.
Antonio, buon anno.
Oh, buon anno. Happy 2020.
Thank you, man. Same to you. Same to you. Listen, are you going to get credit when the NFL goes to, you know, double bye, 17 game, President's Day weekend, Super Bowl? Are you going to get credit for that?
Probably not.
Notice they just kind of floated that, like, under the radar. And the first person I thought about was you. I was like,
yes. Oh. The double bye and the President's Day weekend, which makes so much sense, doesn't it?
So much. When you first put it out there, 7 years ago, it made so much sense. You know, and look, all your answers 0.001% of the overall revenue every year. That's all you want.
That's it. That's all. You know, I mean, be good to go, man. Could be you and I could be drinking wine all day.
Yeah, sure. And you know, in Luca, Tiffany, or you know, we can do. You know, we can do Hosty or Alvo, whatever you want to go. I can't judge Howie and Doug yet, because the one thing I wanted to hear yesterday in the press conference that I didn't hear was, is there going to be an open competition between Josh and Carson next year? You were so worried that people called you and go, oh, they could have won the game if Doug called the plays differently. And I'm not even going to argue that point on either side, because after the third play, when he got hit, I'm watching the game, and I didn't think he was concussed, but I thought he was hurt, because he got up and kind of was favoring, I thought it was a rib cage or a wrist.
Because kind of folded the wrist, folded under him.
Right. He folded on when he got up. He kind of rolled slightly his shoulders in and kind of was protecting something. I'm like, oh man, he got a rib injury. And sure enough, as he's done with every injury he's had, he played some more plays. I mean, he played eight plays total before that they realized there's something seriously going on. And the reason why I'm so disappointed is because it didn't matter if they won or lost. Look, I wanted them to win that game, and I thought they had a chance, but who cares? Who cares about any of that nonsense? But in my mind, I was thinking to myself, like, I just saw Josh Allen the day before prove to me if he could be a starting quarterback in the NFL for the Jets and playing his first playoff game, even though he made some knucklehead throws.
Yeah, no. I agree. Look, he did. He showed you that he's, you know, the Bills have their guy. I agree with that.
And I'm thinking the whole time, I'm thinking, even if we win this game, next year, when Carson, you know, God willing, you know, we're going to be in the playoffs, and Carson starts his first playoff game again, because three plays to me doesn't mean anything.
Like, no,
three plays
I know.
Doesn't mean anything to me. Because the last five plays, he was concussed.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, Carson's going to get in there again and go, I need to jump on this game immediately. And that's not what I want in his brain. And so we got, even though people are like, oh, he played 16 games, which to me was like, I wanted to check that box this year. But I can't check that box this year right now, because in his mind, I believe, he's going, I still haven't played a playoff game. I still haven't led this team to a playoff win. And I'm afraid,
here's the thing. I don't think he thinks of it like that. Like, I don't think.
Star-crossed. You used star-crossed, right, earlier?
Steve Monterano used star-crossed to me.
Boy, Steve?
Yeah, Steve
and
said
I,
that.
That's how I felt. Like, everybody was talking about, oh, is injury prone or whatever, which is idiotic. But what I felt right away was, this guy he's got the black rabbit's foot in his pocket.
Yeah.
Like, he cannot
the
Malork, catch a break.
Yeah.
The Malork is that. He can't catch a break.
I know.
And I'm thinking, he's so competitive that you could see that, in my opinion, it's going to, you know, I don't know what's going to happen this year. I really don't. I mean, we got robbed. Because I'm sitting there, Ant, you were sitting there for 3.5 quarters going, what am I watching?
Yeah. I honestly half checked out. I don't mean physically or, you know, but I kind of like checked out going, the minute the second quarter begins and he's not coming back, I'm like, this is it. He's not coming back. They're going to lose the game. It's done. And I was like, I was done.
I was going, best case scenario, if we get a horseshoe stuck up there and we won that game, I would still come out again. In the first quarter, I'm going, it gives me no long-term value because I don't know where this team is. I would have been happy that they won. They were playing this Sunday, gives us another game, but I'm going, I don't know where this team is now next year because Carson has yet to take
well,
his team.
Yeah, I would say, and great stuff, Nikki. Thanks, brother. I would say the star-crossed thing's interesting. Is Carson Wentz cursed? You know? And we don't mean it, you know, literally as much as, you know, everybody knows people. You can't explain. They just have bad luck. They just have rotten luck. And the same is true in the universe that you know somebody that's lucky, right? That just is inordinately lucky. Most of us reside in the middle, right? And that whole Seinfeld skit where, you know, Jerry leaves 20, throws 20 out the window, you know, by the end of the show, somebody gives him 20 and he's even. He's even Steven. Most people are kind of like even. It comes, it goes, and kind of evens out in the end. But you got some people that are truly star-crossed, that have just rotten luck. I don't know. Is that the quarterback? No. I don't know.
No, we'll be fine. At least I hope. By the way, we have another Elton Brand response.
All right, save it.
It's a good one.
All right, save it. I'm curious. Coming up. Wow, man, I must be missing this. I read the fan base wrong here.
We both did.
610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. It's Cuz Radio, and he is the great Chunis right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Alright, hit me with it.
Oh, the Elton Brand tweet?
Yeah, you're the one made a big deal out of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, because we're all surprised. At least you and I are surprised. But the guy said Elton Brand gets a one.
A one?
He drafted Elton Brand, or he traded for, signed for Elton Brand 2.0 in Al Horford. What the actual? That was the tweet.
All right, well, first of all, you'd be a fool to judge the thing now. You got to let it play out a little bit before you judge it. Second of all, everything else he did came up aces. Like, what more do you want? You can't. I mean, that's just ridiculous. You can't give the guy a one because you don't like one move. And by the way, you got to let the thing play out. Come on.
Even cussed in it, man.
What?
Even cussed in the tweet. He gave a what the actual. He's not happy.
Come on, man. That's you can't go. First of all, let the thing play out and let them figure it out first. It's easy to go, well, look, the Lakers have new faces and look what they did. Well, they have easily players that fit together, right? It's tough to fit in these kinds of guys. They again, you know, what we loved about the Monstars is that the smallest guy is 6'4 or 6'5 with Jay Rich. But the difficult part is incorporating the Monstars together when you have that kind of length. And Ben Simmons you know, I love Ben, but when you have Ben as your one, it takes a lot to, you know, it takes a little bit longer to fit in, to have the pieces fit. You got two pieces in Embiid and Simmons that are difficult to fit around. I don't know. I don't know. You can't make a determination after 40 games. Where are we at? 35 games? You know, I think it's foolish to do that. I think you're spiting yourself to do that. And by the way, not to hold water for the guy, because he can hold his own water, but every other move he's made, like, what problem? He's made great moves. You sat here, you were going to go nowhere with the false Dario Covington crowd. You had no prayer. Howard in Reading, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Howard.
Yo, what's happening, guys?
Yo, Howard.
All right, so let me see, where do we start first? All right, so the four of them. I don't know how anybody gives a one is ridiculous for Brand.
Right.
I mean, that's, I don't know, someone's got an axe to grind, but whatever.
Yeah,
I agree. That's just ridiculous. But, I mean, I would give him a solid B. I mean, he did change the roster over. I love the fact that it looks like he got over on Danny Ainge with that trade with up for Thibodeau. I think that was a good move.
Yeah.
You know, so that's
and I think, listen, like, I'm with you on the Horford thing. Well, let's wait and see. Because in the end, if they beat Boston, that will have a lot to do with Horford being here and not in Boston.
Right. Oh, and I just to let you know, too, I just saw Joel, and, you know, this is what we did for him. We gave him two popsicles after he finished them. I realigned his finger. Took those popsicles, put it on each side, got my duct tape out, and he's good to go for tonight.
There you go.
Let me see. For the Eagles, man, I don't know what the hell they're going to do. The report is that they're going to make some changes here today, coaching changes. So it looks like Jim might be out.
Yep, that's what it feels like. Forget about the report.
Who are they going to replace him with?
You know what? I don't know, Howard. It's a great question.
It better not be like Wade Phillips, because that'll really...
I don't. They're not built to play Wade Phillips. He's a 3-4 guy.
That's right. And somebody else was bringing up Marvin Lewis, and he's a...
No, I would be shocked if they brought in those two guys. You got to bring in a guy who's a 4-3 guy.
Yeah, and stop playing the wide nine.
Yeah, I'm with you. Listen, I thought Jim did a really good job, but I agree. Like, to me, I liked it more of a blitz type, more of a pressures guy.
Yeah, I wanted Jim out earlier in the season because I was just like, what the hell? But right. Then as the season went along, you're like, well, he's got no cornerbacks back there. I'm like, so he's doing a half-decent job.
He did a really good job. Listen, the one thing you can say about him, and you look over the 4 years he was here, he allowed the fifth fewest points
right.
of any defense. I mean, that's impressive.
So I can bitch and moan about him, but when you look at the statistics, he did pretty good.
Yeah.
And as far as the free agents, I think you almost have to. I know Jenkins says he's not playing for whatever his contract is for next year. So I think you really, really, really have to do something with him. Maybe give him an extra year. Maybe he's not guaranteed nothing. So maybe guarantee him like whatever, $12 million for like maybe a $20 million deal for 2 years. But you got to keep him just because, you know, McLeod's, he's a free agent too. And then
he's gone.
Both of them, what do you got?
Yeah, he's gone. I'm with you. I think you have to make Malcolm happy. I think he does too much.
Yeah,
you're too reliant on. And by the way, right? And by the way, he's a great leader. He's always there for you. Plays every snap.
Yeah, you know, and Jason Peters. I think you need to bring him back too. And maybe.
I got to move on from Jason Peters. I love Jason Peters, but I got to move on.
I bring him back as being saying, "Hey, Jason, this is what the deal is. You can fight for the left guard position, and you can be my left tackle backup." But you're not starting at left tackle. And I don't know what left guards make, you know? So So, but that's how I would try to bring him back.
I hear you, bro. Great stuff, man. Thanks, Howard. I got to move on from Jason Peters. Like, I love the guy, and he was an ultimate warrior. But if you're looking at, all right, we got to get younger, we got to look at this roster in a different way. I mean, you got to move on. Malcolm, I think he's too important for you. So you got to try to figure it out. But Jason Peters, and, you know, at this point, and as much as I love the guy and appreciate all those years, I mean, he's got to go. You got to move on from him. You got a kid that looks like you can play in Dillard, and, you know, that's the natural course. All right, everybody sit tight. We'll get back to your phone calls in just a second. But here he is from NBC Sports Philly. The man, Quick Slants, reporter extraordinaire, interviewer extraordinaire, D-Gun on the Comcast Business Hotline. What's up, D-Gun?
How do you expect me to live up to a lead-in like that, my brother?
Well, you do, man. You do. That's why that post-game show, between all the whole cast, it's great, and you coming in, it's a great show.
Man, I tell you what, man. If you could handpick a job, I don't think I can handpick a better job, man. And I think you would say the same thing about what you do as well. You know, I tell people all the time, I'm not smart enough to do anything else, so I got to keep doing this, man.
So let's look at it. There's so much to talk about. The most pressing thing is what's going on with the coaching staff. So Doug kind of made it, you know, he slipped up a bit and caused, I think, a lot of uncertainty surrounding Schwartz.
Yeah, that was a little interesting in terms of first he says he's coming back, and he said then he said let me clarify. If he doesn't get the Cleveland job, I don't see how you don't bring him back. I mean, say what you want to say about him in some things, but when you look at the stats he's put up with, in a lot of ways, average talent. I mean, the man's only had, what, two Pro Bowlers since he's been here, and the last 3 years, his defense is in the top 10. The only problem I have with his defense is they give up too many big pass plays. But when you look at what they were consistently in the top 10 and run defense over the 4 years he's been here, they've given up 60 points or less a season. If you hold an opponent, I don't care how inconsistent your defense is, if you can hold an opponent to 22 points or less in today's National Football League, you're doing something right, you know. And so I would be surprised if he's not back here in 2020 if he doesn't get that Cleveland job.
The only thing is, though, you know, the way Doug made it kind of slip out, I wouldn't be surprised if he winds up getting the defensive coordinator job in Cleveland.
You think so? Now, the Eagles will have something to say about that because
that's, yeah, I don't think the Eagles are going to rush to go in that direction.
All right, if that's what you believe. You look at what's available to replace him out there. I mean, who do you want to come in here?
I don't know, but obviously Doug. I mean, go back to the news conference.
Yep.
He says first that Groh and Walsh are coming back.
Correct.
All right. Regard. All right, and then all of a sudden, when he talks about Schwartz, he's a whole hemming and hawing about the job interview, and he's coming back on the plane, and he says, well, currently he's my defensive coordinator. What does that mean, currently, right? Then he comes back, yeah. I know what I said, and he gets all frustrated, which leads you to believe that there's something there. And we also know what kind of strong presence he is. We know he's a big personality in that building. I'm telling you, you could sniff it. You could smell this a mile away.
So you think there's some tension between the two?
I do. I think he's gone. That's what having covered a million teams. That's my conclusion. Now, I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong, but certainly feels that way.
I'm not going to disagree with you. I'm just basing my thought on it, on the fact that they've had success here together. You know, the players love playing for Schwartz. And when you bring in somebody new, you have to be really careful in terms of who you're bringing in. Because I don't see this defense changing to a 3-4. It's going to stay a 4-3 defense. You know, you have personnel here, and obviously you can get personnel in free agency in the draft and convert to a 3-4. I don't think this defense will convert to a 3-4.
I agree. I think you're dead right about that.
Yeah, but then you have to wonder, okay, what kind of personality and what kind of pedigree are you going to bring in here? Because the top guys, other than Wade Phillips, who runs a 3-4, have already been gobbled up, or they're still with somebody else. So that's why I'm leaning more towards him coming back. You could be right. You could be 100% right. He could be gone.
But here's the thing, though. You don't know what kind of guy, what linebacker's coach somewhere that you have an eye on. I mean, that's always kind of been the case. Now, if you want to go the veteran route, you could go to Rex. I mean, Rex.
If he still wants to coach.
Yeah. I mean, you know these guys, they always want to coach. Having been around coaches, they want to coach.
Money. And, you know, sometimes you're comfortable with that seven-figure TV money and feel like, you know, hey, wait a minute. I don't have to work for him.
Yeah, he's not Cowher, though.
Hey, you know. You never know, but you're right. A guy like Rex Ryan, you know, that coaching is still in his blood. You know, it's funny, I've never really heard his name mentioned out there for anything, you know, when these jobs started popping up. And usually his name is one of the names that pops up when openings occur.
Yeah, so, again, it could be, he could be looking at some, you know, some linebacker's coach somewhere. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, that's all possible. All right, so let me ask you this. What do you do? You're close to these players, and I want you to look at some of these free agents because you know them well. First of all, what are you going to do with Malcolm?
You know, first of all, you know, I put it out there on social media that, you know, this man, this entire season, came to training camp, played the season. Whenever he was asked about his contract, unlike a lot of players who hold out, who made contracts an issue in a locker room, can be a distraction. This man went about his business, played at a high level, and, you know, didn't show any signs of being 31. You can say he may have lost a step, but didn't show any signs. And when you look at what he's asked to do in his defense, a lot of safeties aren't asked to do what he does in the defense. Now, if anybody can get this man paid, it's Howie Roseman. And I'm not saying pay him like the top 10 in the National Football League, but there's a middle ground where you can pay him to where he's comfortable. And I do believe that there is a place for him in terms of a player, a versatile player, and as a role model in that locker room for young players coming up and how they should conduct their business as professional
athletes. Yeah, I agree.
In the locker room, on the field, and in a community. So there's some value in that. And I still think Malcolm has 2, maybe 3 good years left in him. The man's played 100% of the snaps the last 2 seasons.
I agree with you. I think. Yeah. But by the way, he's done some difficult things for you, right? He has been the slot corner. He has covered the tight end. He became a blitzer last year when they needed him to. He's a spy. Yes, I agree. Listen, you don't have to convince me about Jenkins.
So I think Howie is smart enough to realize his value in a whole realm of things, not just an athlete, but as a person. And in so-called, you know, they always talk about how they want culture guys in their locker room. Who better to be culture guy in the locker room than a Malcolm Jenkins?
All right.
So I do think you can pay him.
All right, how about Jay? How about Peters?
Jason Peters, I hate to say it, man's highly decorated. He has served his purpose. It is time to move on. Jason Peters has been phenomenal, and he still played at a decent level in 2019. But there's a reason why you drafted this kid, Andre Dillard. And let me say this, from what I've seen of Dillard in 2019, I'm not so sure he's 100% ready to take that role. There's only going to be one way to find out, and that's to put him in there every day. But I do think it's time to move on from Jason Peters. I know he has a very close
relationship
with Jeffrey Lurie, but it's time. You know, Father Time is undefeated, and I think it's time for him to move on.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right, what are you going to do with Jeffrey?
If I could find a way, that's a tough one, because Howie stood at the podium and talked about how Alshon still has a lot of good football left in him. They owe this man a lot of money. If it was me, I would move on from Alshon and go in a little bit different direction. And I'm not saying this for sure, but if Alshon is a distraction in that locker room, you know, the rumors and all that stuff for the last 2 years, if he is deemed a distraction in that locker room, you have to move on from him. You have to surround Carson with guys who understand this is Carson's team and won't buck the system. And again, I'm not saying anything that I know personally about Alshon being a distraction, but, you know, you heard the rumors out there about him being a leak and so on and so forth. If that is the case, I think it's time to move on from Alshon. Look for something in free agency, or you may have to use that first-round draft pick
It's a great receiver draft. I want to come away with two receivers.
I agree.
And it's about time you get Carson his guy, a guy that he can grow with. Yep.
Absolutely. I mean, you need some corners. You're going to have to draft some corners as well. You know, and you may draft a safety. So, I mean, they have a lot of needs.
And by the way, you need a linebacker, too. Don't forget that.
You may need to get a couple of linebackers in here.
Yeah.
So
here's the thing I'm worried about. Let me ask you this. We're talking to D. Gunn on the Comcast Business Hotline. Did you get enough from Barnett?
Well, considering his injury, he is what he is. I thought he played well his first when he could play. That ankle injury gave him problems. But, you know, he's still under that rookie deal. You got to bring him back. You know, if Brandon Graham's coming back and he looks up to Brandon Graham, I think give Barnett another year to prove himself. I think the kid has a lot of potential. I think he's shown it in flashes. He just has to show it consistently. I don't want it to be a situation when Brandon Graham first got here and everybody wanted to run him out of town. He was injury plagued his first, 3-4 years in the league. And then all of a sudden we started to see the Brandon Graham we hoped we would see when he was drafted as high as he was. I think Barnett is in that same category. Let's give him another year before we start making definitive decisions about him.
Yeah, I guess my only point is you have no choice but to give him another year. But, I'm disappointed.
I don't want to use the word disappointed only because of the injury he sustained. And, you know, let's face it, this game is his wheels.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy, he can dip low. I mean, when he gets low and he gets under these big tackles, and he's got a good motor, and he never really said it, but we don't know, even when he came back, how much that ankle was still affecting him in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Do you feel empty?
It's like incomplete. But, man, when you take the battery out of a car, the car died. And once Carson went down...
No, it was dead.
McDowell, they still had a number of chances to tie that game and to possibly win that game. And for whatever reason, it just kept stalling. It was just, you know, how many injuries can you sustain before it catches up to you? I mean, you're playing with wide receivers that were bagging groceries a couple of months ago.
Wentz goes down, it's over. I mean, that's just that.
You got the whole Pro Bowl side, right side of your offensive line is gone. I mean, what more could you do? And let's face it, Seattle is not a great blitzing team, but they took advantage of the holes in the pick and fence on the Eagles' offense, and it showed.
All right, last thing, real quick, because we're up against it. Does Doug get a veteran offensive guy in here? Now, he said no, but then Zach Berman this morning said that's a possibility, and to kind of change and revamp this offense.
I don't know if he's going to revamp it, but I do think he needs another set of eyes and ears like a Frank Reich to come in here. I think that is what has been missing from this offense ever since the Super Bowl run, and we can see it in the play calling. We can see it in a lot of ways in the decision-making. I think he needs another definitive set of eyes who's maybe been in a coordinator situation, who has a very good concept of offensive schemes and offensive deceptions even in offenses. You know, if Zach Berman puts it out there, I have a lot of respect for Zach. And I have to agree with him. I think Doug should sit back. Once they sit back and analyze everything good and bad about this offense, about the way play calling was done, then maybe you need to bring in another definitive set of eyes and ears to look over your shoulder and make suggestions on why you should do things a little bit differently.
Yeah, I think so. I think the offense needs to be more Carson friendly. So we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be interesting, D-Gun. It's as always. So we'll be checking in with you, brother. All right?
I appreciate it.
I'm going to miss it. I'll get you the primos out there, too. Don't worry about that.
All right, brother. You know what they say? Parting is such sweet sorrow, man. I've enjoyed talking to you Thursday all season long. I know I'll see you in the offices with the betting show and stuff like that. And, brother, we'll sit down and break bread, man, and just talk about life.
Sounds great, D. Sounds great. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate it. There he is, D. Gunn. You too, pal, from NBC Sports Philadelphia. We'll come back. Lots to get to. A lot of people. We want to get back to the Elton stuff, the Sixer stuff. And, well, obviously, the Eagles postmortem continues right here on the Midday Show. I'm Anthony Gargano, and he is the Chunas.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
What up?
Leather Clock Hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. The Chunas, as we hang out, you said something that was so true about D-Gun. Repeat it to the audience.
Well, we know that was the last D-Gun interview of the season. That means another reason why football's ending.
The last conversation.
Yep. We'll check in with him from time to time. But, you know, D-Gun was a weekly guest. Tomorrow we'll have T-Mac probably for one more time. It's depressing.
It is. I agree. It is. These goodbyes to the season are always tough. And you get, it takes a while. That's why, you know what the problem is that when you're playing, and basically the Eagles are playing for the season, right? The last 4 weeks, they're playoff games. So then when that ends, it's like, all right, it's why when the double, do you remember how depressed I was after the triple doink?
Quadruple doink.
The quadruple
even
doink.
Worse,
right,
even
right,
worse.
Right, whatever.
Four!
Do you remember? Do you remember how depressed I was after Kawhi
shot?
Because
we were on such a high, and it just crashed.
And they still, and I still go back to this. If Embiid's tummy doesn't hurt, they win. They win. They're beating Milwaukee, and we know the depleted state of the Warriors. That's a title. That's how close they were to winning a title last year. I don't even think we realize it. We were his upset stomach, the chicken fingers, or whatever it was. We were that close to winning a title.
Yeah, because
the Chick-fil-A,
they match up well with Milwaukee, and Golden State was in shambles.
I know. No Kawhi, all that stuff. Huh. Dominic, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dom, what do you say, brother?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
What's going on, Dom?
Oh, nothing much. Listen, I want to say thanks for taking my call first. I'd like to make two quick Sixer points and then one Eagles point. First, I am, like, completely flabbergasted at the fans for not really acknowledging how special and good Brett Brown has been. I mean, we've only had the last coach, I should say, to win 50 games back-to-back in two seasons has been a Cunningham. And quite frankly, we're going to win 50 games again this year. Now, it takes me to this point. If we were L.A. or Miami, I could see why people would be a little bit impatient because we have some of the top-tier free agents that want to come here. But Philadelphia is not a destination place for free agents. So what Elton Brand has done this first, you know, year is phenomenal. He's turned over and really put up.
I'm with you, man. I am with you 100%. I don't know what you want. When you're stuck with, like, can you imagine taking over a team and you're looking at Dario and Covington and Fultz, and you rework that squad? I mean, what more do you want?
And the beauty of it is, too, right, the Sixers are set up right now. I mean, coming into the season, most pundits thought that we were the number two team in the conference, and I still believe that. And like you just mentioned about how we were so close last year to you know, potentially winning it, you know, right now, this team, if I'm any of those other teams, I don't want to see them in the playoffs. I mean, you think Boston wants to see us in the playoffs or Milwaukee wants to see us in the playoffs? Uh-uh. We're a tough out for anybody. I think we got to be the favorites going into any playoff series in the East. And you know what? Who knows what happens when we get to the finals?
I'm with you. I still believe that, Dom. I do. I still believe that.
And this is just year one under EB. So I got to tell you, the man's did at least an eight. I can't see how you go lower.
You and I see it the same way. And not because we see it the same way, but you're a basketball fan.
Absolutely.
And would you like to go see Temple play?
Absolutely. I'm a Temple alum.
Oh, me and you, brother.
Absolutely. Hey, check this out. It leads me back to this. You talk about being a basketball fan, right? I'm wondering if today's fan would be able to tolerate the we owe you one era when the Sixers was close every year and never got over the hump.
They would jump off a bridge. Now, listen, I hear you. We were little boys then, I assume.
Yeah, I'm 53. You know, I definitely.
So you got me by a little bit, but, you know, we remember that stuff. That was tough.
Absolutely.
Hold on, brother. You're going to go see Temple. Aaron and the Temple Owls battle Tulane Saturday, January 11th. That's right, this coming Saturday at noon at the Leah Cora Center. All hot dogs, the game, only a buck. Visit owlsticks.com. Listen, I thought Dominic made some sense, Tunis. He said something really interesting. Brett goes back-to-back 50 games. Not since Billy C. has that happened. He's right.
Yes.
And I go back to a buddy of mine, Gary Smith, who I bring up often on the show. He is an amazing writer, Sports Illustrated, the whole thing. And he's from here, and we have been talking about Brett for a while. And he brought up a great point about Brett. He said, listen, he's a spiritual, emotional leader to this group. And there's something about, you know, what he is and what he does and handling these players that has allowed them to win 50-plus games back-to-back seasons. But we get impatient. I remember talking to him about that.
Yeah, but people also, I don't know, and it's fresh on people's minds. If you look at Toronto, they had Dwayne Casey, and they were the one seed for how many years in a row? And they never got over that ledge of what. Now, I get it. They ran into LeBron, which didn't help. But they're the one seed for 3 years in a row, I think it was, maybe four. And they never got to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right.
The 1 year they move on from them, they win the NBA championship. Again, they had Kawhi Leonard, so that changes things. But I think that's also what people look at. They go, all right, well, this Dwayne Casey guy, yeah, great regular season coach, mm-hmm. couldn't get it done in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Brett Brown will probably win over 50 games again this year, which will be 3 years in a row. But if the same result is a second round elimination.
All right. Listen, the optics rule.
Right.
I think, you know, everybody's in agreement that there's a certain threshold you have to reach. I mean, I don't think that's the case. I think everybody understands that's what he's playing for.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.